Item number 25, discussion and possible action on a budget amendment for the East Williamson County Regional Water System Acquisition and Expansion Project. John Hoff.
Directors, you already saw a pretty good map of the layout of the East Williamson County site itself and the intake and where the water treatment facility is located. This agenda item in particular deals with the ongoing expansion project that we have in place right now. I'll refer you back to the 2004 timeframe where BRA stepped in and purchased the city of Taylor's water treatment facility. And it was a water treatment facility that we knew was in need of expansion within fairly short order. And part of the dilemma that Taylor was faced with is they had to expand the facility to meet the regulations, but they didn't have the resources to do that and all the other growth-related things that they had going on there. Brazos River Authority, in turn, was interested in the facility because of the opportunities it presented for us to sell water to some of our existing customers and some future customers in that part of the eastern side of Williamson County. So in 2004, we entered into an arrangement with them to purchase that plant with the understanding that it would be expanded in short order. In August of 2006, the Board of Directors approved a $17.6 million construction contract with Archer Western for the expansion project itself. As you know, those of you that have any experience in working with construction projects, change orders are part of what you go through whenever you come across something on a project that was maybe unanticipated or a modification that has to be made. And those change orders go through an approval process where everyone from the engineer on the project through the construction manager and ultimately the BRA signs off on those change orders as they come through. In November of 2006, this board passed a resolution that allows the general manager, CEO, to execute change orders if they're necessary up to no more than 10% of the original contract price. Now, on this project, we had an interesting situation in that our original projections by our engineer, which was Freeze and Nichols Engineering for the project, were pre-Katrina, pre-hurricane dollars. So they had about a $14.5 million budget projection that we put in place when we adopted this project. Later on, obviously, the hurricanes happened, and when our bids actually came in, they were some considerable amount higher than what we had originally been led to believe the project was going to cost. And we made a decision at that time when we came to y'all that we were going to go ahead and try to work within the confines of the budget restrictions that we had put in place and see if we could make the project come in on time, understanding that as we got towards the latter part of the budget, it could be somewhat tight. We were blessed with excellent weather on this project and with an excellent experience, both with our engineering contractor and with our construction contractor on the project. And this project has come in with a minimal number of change orders. To date, we've received two change order requests for less than $100,000 worth of changes. We received a third one just a couple of weeks ago that put us in an interesting dilemma, and it's really the cause why we're before you. While we have not exceeded or come even close to the 10% that y'all authorized for change orders, in fact, we're under 1% overall for change orders, we have run up against the budget ceiling that we put in place for ourselves for the project. So we have to come to you today to ask for y'all to provide for us some additional ceiling, as it were, within the budget for this project so that we can finish out the project. The project right now is scheduled for completion this summer, early part of this summer. And again, barring something unforeseen or something that we haven't come across, it's gone very, very well, and we don't anticipate much in the way of any additional change orders. Obviously, you can't insure against everything, and there's always a chance that as we get down towards the latter days that something will come to light that we hadn't anticipated. But with this third change order request, we are up against that threshold, and one of the things we told you when we first brought this to you was when we needed to come to you, we would, and so that's why we have this agenda item for you. So, Mr. Chairman, that's the agenda item, is to ask for an increase in the cap, the budget cap for the project, so that we can bring the project in.
Any questions for John?
It's roughly $140,000, and that would include the existing change orders that we have in place now, the staff time that we'll need to finish out the project, along with a small amount, should it be necessary to deal with any unforeseen contingencies.
Questions for John? If not, please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to increase the fiscal year 2008 East Williamson County Regional Water System Acquisition and Expansion Project Budget from $27,459,299 to $27,600,000, and that the additional $140,701 be funded through a reduction in the fiscal year 2008 West Fort Bend County Regional Water Treatment System Project Budget. Mr. Chairman, I should note that that project that we referenced there is a project that is currently somewhat on hiatus at the request of the local stakeholders. It is a subsidence district-driven water treatment facility that the customers have asked to put on ice basically until October of this year. So those funds are at our disposal because of that, and it will not short the project.
Very good. I hear a motion for the resolution, please. Moved by Director Johnson, second by Director Sloan. Please poll the board.
Director
Lewis? Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball? Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.